Welcome to Afyom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestros Daf Lamed in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting at Chotes on the base and the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that if someone is under a fig tree in the Chotzer, he can eat a fig by fig. One fig at a time is not Chayav in Maestro. So Rav Chaim explains that Yerushalmi understands what is the reason we eat one by one is not Chayav in Maestro, because it's not considered that he brought it into the Chotzer. It's as if he's right now standing on the tree. If you take one from the tree and eat right away, he's not considered to be that went into the chotzer. So says the Gemara now, Nizgalgulo me'alehum ma'u mechazarto. What happens if a fig fell from the tree and went into the chotzer? So now the fig is in the chotzer. Can he take it back and eat it under the tree? K'mod the tamer tamon, as we saw, we spoke about this earlier. Machzirun le'mikoyim mevoichel. We're talking about somebody who brought fruits and by mistake he went into the house. But he was intended to go to the house. He was in the Chotzer Sheni Mishtameres, which is not Chayav in Maaser. He wanted to eat there. So the thing is, you could go and bring it back to the Chotzer and eat it there. And here the same thing. Bring it back to the fig tree and eat it there. Says the Gemara in the Flamen Amud Aleph, it's very different. There, where are you taking the fruit? To a Chotzer Sheni Mishtameres, which is not Chayav in Maaser. So he's saying, it was supposed to be here. By mistake, it went somewhere else. I'll bring it back to the Mokom Ptur. But here he's taking the fruit to the Mokom Chiyuv, which means right now it's in a Chatzar, it's Chayav. We said that one eats one by one is not Chayav. Now that it fell into the Chatzar and is Chayav and Maaser, taking and bringing it under the tree doesn't take it away from the Chatzar, which is still Chayav and Maaser. So Gemara says you can't bring a Raya from what we learned before to this question. So the Gemara, Man Domilo, what will be similar to the previous case? Hayamid B'Rosh Hateinu. We saw in our Mishnah, if he's standing on top of the fig tree, that he's not Chayav in Maaser. So if he's standing on top of a fig tree, and a fig fell from the fig tree and went into the Chatzar by mistake, and then he picked it up, brought it back to the top of the tree, so then that's exactly the previous case, that's a Mokom Ptur, then we'll say that he's not Chayav in Maaser. So now that the Gemara mentioned this idea of Reish HaTeino, the Gemara asks another question. That's where Reb Chaim learns this, the following question. It's not an get to the previous sugya. Ma'at Ovid lo, k'ovid ba'ir, k'ovid ba'sodim. The top of the tree, is that considered to be being in the city or being in the field? What does it mean? Simon Yevo Keado is referring to the following. Haya Oymed, using the gears of Abchaim, Haya Oymed Basod, the son is standing in the field. He says, I know that my workers are going to forget this Oymer, this bundle of wheat, and if they forget it, you have to give it to the poor person. But I'm not forgetting. I know it's going to happen, and I'm saying that I remember this oimer. The din is v'shachichu, and if they really forgot it, ain't a shich, it's not a shich. Because his statement takes away from shichichu. He's claiming that bundle back because he's standing next to the field. He's oimer right next to the field, so it's considered to be that he's there. But hayam b'ir again, the Yerusha of Chaim, he's standing in the city. And he says, I know my workers are going to forget this bundle. And they actually did forget it. The fact that he made that statement doesn't take away from the shechichu. Because he's too far. He's in the city while they're in the field. He's not able to be zoiche back in the bundle if he's not right next to the field. And the Gemara learns from the pasuk, dichti basode v'shachachto, v'lo be'ir v'shachachto. Basade, only when you have a full shechichu, you have the din of shechichu, that there's you never remembered it, so then it's a shechichu. But if there was some remembrance, the owner remembered, and afterwards the shechichu by the poyel, so then it's not a shechichu. But by the city, in any case, the shechichu. That's what Reb Chaim dashes it. We have the other gears here in the Gemara, is that when you're in the city, there's no shechichu, because it's not a place where people forget things. The field, it's normal to forget. And that's exactly the concept. In the city, there's no forgetting, and in the sada, there is forgetting. So now the Gemara asks, when someone is standing on top of the tree, is that considered to be that he's in the city or he's next to his field? We're talking about the top of the tree which is next to the field. The fact that that's considered to be next to the field because it's right next to the field physically, or because it's on top of the tree and it's a different mishos, it's not considered to be that he's next to his field. So that's a separate question, according to Reb Chaim, that we ask regarding standing on top of the tree. Kedus the Gemara says, Gefen Sheet Netuo, the Reb Tarfon said in our Mishnah that if you could take the entire cluster of grape, the entire bunch and eat it. And not only one berry at a time. So we're now going to explain what's the reason of our tarfon. Tamatin, we learned over there in Maseches Trumas, someone is eating grapes and he's going from the gina, from the garden, to the chatzar. Rabbi Elazar says, because you started before coming into the chatzar, and it's considered to be one achila, one eating, so then even when you go into the chatzar, you're still not chayev in shumas and maisus. And Rabbi Shua says, no, once you went into the chatzar, you're chayev and you cannot continue eating. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Zeir says, name Rabbi Yochanan. Oy der tafun ki ablazer. One option to explain a tafun in our Mishnah is that tafun holds like a blazer. So he says like this. You could take one berry, one piece of grape, in order not to be chayev in maisus. But once you take one piece, you can take the entire cluster. You can take the entire bunch. Because once you start eating, I don't tell you to stop. Similar to where Ablazer says over there, the ones I start to eat is considered to be one achila. So that's one way to explain Rav Tarfon. Or another explanation, or Tarfon oved ukta sa'oichil mitchilosu. Meaning, regarding eating, I'm saying that the end of the meal follows the beginning of the meal. But now that's a rule that always you go based in the beginning. As Rav Chaim explains, Rav Elazar's idea that you always go based in the beginning, it applies to many places in Shas. What the Gemara is saying now is Rav Tarfon agrees with Rav Elazar at least regarding eating. Doesn't mean he agrees with it in every other place. Rav Elo, Rav Isi, Moshe, Rabbi Yochanan. What did he say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Or Rav Tarfon ka Elazar, like we said before, the explanation of Rav Tarfon is he holds like a blazer, and when you start, you can finish. Or Rav Tarfon oved achilo sheyesh b'shtayim shalosh achilois ke achilo achas. Meaning it's a more simple explanation that a cluster is considered to be one. It's not considered to be that you have many different berries over there and each one stands on its own. It's one big piece. And therefore, once you start eating the cluster and it's considered to be only one, one is not considered to be a pile. It's not chayav in maaser. Kedinas Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Beis says, my time with Ablazer, going back to Ablazer, what was the reason for Ablazer? Shushi hitchil boy be'etah, as we mentioned before, once you started be'etah, you could continue. Now, Ablazer spoke about both in the chatzar and in Shabbos. When you come into Shabbos, you have a maaser. If you start eating before Shabbos, you can continue. If you start to eat before you went to the chatzar, you can continue. So now the Gemara says, Now the Gemara says, because you started beheter, so you can continue, even though Shabbos came in, or even though you went into the chatzar. The Gemara says, if you started before, and Shabbos came in, or you started before you went into the chatzar, so that you can go out of the chatzar or wait for Shabbos to end and then continue eating. But on Shabbos itself, inside the chatzar itself, then you have to be mafish meisters because now it is considered to be a kvis. The pashtus, according to this, comes out that we don't have a ram for Ablazer to our Mishnah because our Mishnah is saying that once you're starting the grape, you can finish the whole thing. But the Ablazer never said you can finish. Ablazer just said that once you start back there and comes the Issa, you can wait for the Issa to go out in order to continue. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani b'shem Nechemia, there was a braiso that says, Chotzer shehi neederes, a courtyard which is being plowed, meaning it's being used like a field. Harei kegino oichlim b'soicho ara. You don't treat it like a courtyard, you treat it like a field, and therefore it's not chav and maiser. Omar esmaloi halocho kerem Nechemia. We pass in like this braiso. Tani, another braiso. Zora rubo, if he planted the majority of the chotzer, Pturo, then he has it in the field, it's not anymore a courtyard. But not a rubo. But if he planted it with trees, so then it is chayevis. It is chayev and maaser, because trees, that's normal to have in a courtyard, to have shade. Again, we used here the Gisa Rab Chaim. He did the trees for the beauty of the chotzer, not for the purpose of harvesting fruit. Continues the Gemara and says, these two braces learn from each other. If you planted the majority, it's potter theirs. He's supposed to plow it. Meaning, if he found that the chotzer was already plowed, and then he planted, then it's not potter with a meiser. The Rashi adds, if he didn't really plow, planting without plowing is not really considered to be a real planting. So you must have both, not only the planting, but also the plowing. And the second braisa learns from the first. If it's plowed as a din of a field, needs to be the majority, as we saw in the second braisa, that we said majority. So each one of the braisas talks about one aspect. One speaks about plowing, but doesn't say the majority. And then one speaks about planting, and it says the majority. So we're saying, you learn one from each other. The second braisa that says that planting is a problem, you learn from the first braisa, you have to have plowing as well. And the first Braisa is plowing, it needs to be the majority of the chatzar, not only a small part of the chatzar. Continues the more and says, Oichel kedarko potur. We learn that if there is a tree which is in the chatzar and is tilting to the outside of the chatzar, tilting to the gino, so then you can eat normally. But the Mishnah says that you can eat normally, so usually a person eats underneath the branches. So we're talking about a case that he's really standing in the gino under the branches. The other part of the Mishnah that says that you are obligated in Maaser. Only if you eat one by one, you're not having Maaser. Talk about he's eating in the chatzar, because that part of the Mishnah spoke about, you have the tree planted in the garden, and it's tilting into the chatzar. So there it's chavin maisa unless you eat one by one. What we're talking about is standing in the chatzar, because usually you stand under the branches. That's the explanation in the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu bo kamir zeh, Rav Yirmiyahu asked, hoysu nitelet bedukni. What happens if he's not standing in the place where the branches are, but he's taking the fruits with the dukni? Dukni means a little pole. Meaning, you have a tree which is planted in the gino, and the branches are in the chatzar. So we learn in the Mishnah, if he's in the chatzar, underneath the branches, has a din of a chatzar. But what happens if he's standing outside in the gino and he's pulling the fruits from the branches which are in the chatzar with a pole and bringing it out to the gino? So he's in the gino, the roots of the tree are in the gino, and the fruits are now in the gino. He's taking them from the chatzar and bringing them to the gino. Is that chav and maaser or not? And the Gemara does not answer this question. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Maaser's Daf Lamed.